From family stories to Band of Misfits hangouts, classic rom-coms to workplace mockumentaries, cringe comedies to anti-hero showcases, and some shows that defy definition, these are the 100 series that have made us laugh, think, occasionally cry, and laugh all over again. From RollingStone.com, it's the 100 best sitcoms of all time. If you're new to the show, this is what I call an article episode. It's as if it's the weekend and I wanted to pre-record. When I do these, I do them cold so that I can react in the moment to what comes up. So I have not looked at Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time. Let's react together, shall we? Number 100, Schitt's Creek. I'm surprised this isn't number one from all the hype it got last year. I watched the first, half the first season. I don't get it. I know they like to give it awards, but I totally don't get it. But number 100, okay. Frank's Place is number 99. This ran on CBS in 1987 and 88. Do you remember this one? This was Tim Reed. He had played Venus Flytrap on WKRP. This time he played Ivy League professor Frank Parrish, who inherits their family restaurant and travels home with the goal of selling it and leaving quickly, only to fall victim to a voodoo curse that forces him to stick around and run the place. Frank's Place, number 99, no thanks. Number 98, Derry Girls, that's on Netflix right now. I have not seen it. I know my wife and kids enjoyed it a lot. Number 97 is Night Court, so popular that NBC is bringing it back. Yeah, I guess Night Court was well enough. We're so early in the list, I can't really judge, is that too good, too low, who knows. Number 6 is called Bluey. This has run on ABC Kids from 2018 to the present. My kids are a little older. Let me find out about this. Bluey is an Australian animated series targeted at preschoolers and yet is on this list. Bluey is primarily a sweet, heartwarming show with a lot of lessons about the power of imaginary play and the challenges of growing up. It's also a screamingly funny depiction of the indignities of parenthood as Dad Bandit routinely suffers public humiliation and physical pain from his willingness to go along with whatever role-playing game his little girls have chosen for the day. I'm sure the show's wonderful, but top 100 sitcoms of all time, we're already doing an animated series for preschoolers. This list is suspect. Number 5 is Baskets, which was on FX. Have you seen this one? I don't know if you have. Zach Galifianakis played Chip, who's a failed clown, and also played his twin brother Dale. Get it? Chip and Dale, like the chipmunks? Louis Anderson got in drag to play their mother, Christine. This is on the top 100? Really? Number 94 is Insecure, which somehow has already ran 4 seasons on HBO. Haven't seen it, won't judge it. Number 93, more animation, Big Mouth, running on Netflix from 2017 to the present. John Mulaney and Nick Kroll, can't go wrong there. I'm not sure how I feel about all the animation on here. I wasn't anticipating animation. The next one is also animation. Number 92, Daria, which ran on MTV. I know a lot of people like that. I was a little too old for it. I was in college when that came out. I don't know if I've ever actually seen it. Definitely not enough to judge it. Number 91, this is for the cool kids. Buffalo Bill ran on NBC in 1983 and 1984. This was a Dabney Coleman sitcom. He played Bill Bittinger, the number one rated daytime talk show host in Buffalo, New York, railing against the smut peddlers and immoral businessmen tainting our great nation. This probably has aged really well. I don't think I've seen it in 30 years. Probably a sitcom before its time. Number 90, surprisingly low considering its popularity, The Big Bang Theory. I want to like The Big Bang Theory. I can't get past the laugh track on it at all. Just can't do it. Number 89 was A Different World. That was the Cosby Show spinoff. But I'm more excited about number 88, Party Down on Starz. I just started watching this. This was on Starz 10 years ago, and none of us watched it. You should watch Party Down. It's on Hulu right now. Every episode involves failed actor Henry, played by Adam Scott, and his friends working a party and pondering their thwarted ambitions. I'm remembering right now, I haven't seen the last 2 episodes. That's what I'm doing tonight. But the nature and location of each event varied wildly from week to week, from a debauched adult film awards after party, which is a great episode, to guest-free birthday celebrations at the home of actor Steve Guttenberg, also a great episode. A little watch failure at the time, it's become the rare potential revival that everyone's rooting for. Yeah, it's coming back. Watch Party Down on Hulu, I'm telling you. Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time, number 87, Soap. That was a big deal at the time. I was a little too young for it. I never really watched Soap. Billy Crystal was on that, and Robert Guillaume started playing Butler Benson, who got his own sitcom afterwards. Not a bad show at all. Number 86, Living Single on Fox, ran from 93 to 98. Number 85, The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. As old as I am, I don't think I've ever seen that show. Number 84, Modern Family, ran on ABC for 11 seasons. I think I watched the first couple episodes, like the first season, two seasons. Rolling Stone wrote, pilot episodes are hard. Comedy pilots are almost impossible. The vast majority of shows on this list started with half hours that didn't come close to suggesting their eventual greatness. With Modern Family, though, they knew exactly what they wanted to do from the start. The premise even plays great on later viewings after you already know the twist. The three seemingly separate families you've been watching are all part of the same extended clan. Nice enough show. I don't dislike it. I don't know. I'm busy. Number 83, Letterkenny, has been running on Crave from 2016 to the present. Set in a rural Ontario town populated by hicks, skids, hockey players, and Christians, the series is mostly talk. Each conversation turns into competitive wordplay among the show's weird character combinations. Not familiar with that one. I will have to check that out. Number 82 is How I Met Your Mother. Love that show. Really, really love the show. I guess I'm okay with the ending. I know it was a little controversial, but... Number 81, Will and Grace, ran in two stints on NBC, one from 98 to 2006, the other from 2017 to 2020. He's a lawyer, she's an interior decorator, he's gay and she's straight. You know how Will and Grace goes. Number 80, Sanford and Son. That was a mega hit. Rolling Stone nails it here. They say Red Fox could read the phone book and it would still make for one of the best sitcoms of all time. Put a button on that for today. That's your daily comedy news for today. We'll come back tomorrow and we'll take a look and we'll pick up at number 79, Rolling Stone's top 100 sitcoms of all time.